Is it necessary to have a guru to succeed on the spiritual path? In ancient times, especially in Asia, the tradition of guru and disciple was well established, and that was the way people practiced spirituality. When they wanted to walk on the spiritual path, then they would find some qualified teacher to guide that him or her on to do the practices properly. But now in our modern era, especially in the West, there are a lot of people who question that. They say, why do I need somebody to teach me? I can do it myself. What is the need for a guide? Theoretically, this is true, that the real teacher is within us, and all knowledge is within us, and that we can find this knowledge. But practically speaking, is that our life is very short. We don't know how long that we have, but the path of spirituality is deep and mysterious. And if we try to, by our own experimentation, to find out what to do and what not to do, it may take lifetime or more. We may not have enough time to complete. So that's why, as in the past and even today, wise people try to find someone who has already walked that path, or someone who has already experienced the path, someone who knows what to do and what not to do. So a guru, which means someone who can dispel darkness, someone who can take away the obstacles, is definitely an important part, important player in one's spiritual life. And so it's not something to fear that, I'm going to go under somebody's authority, but rather a guru is someone who will help you to remove the obstacles, the burdens that may be in the way of your success on the path. So if you can find a competent teacher, someone who can show you the way, or the method, and the goal of spirituality, then you should definitely take advantage of that opportunity.